Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're right. No winners and losers, but we do have some perception, some look at some things here. So let's start with the quarterbacks. There were six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, which was crazy last night. But let's talk about a couple of them that I want to focus on, and I think the first one, you all know which one it is. It's number eight. The Falcons take Michael Penix Jr., which was, I mean, otherworldly. It was ridiculous. Cousins apparently was not alerted about the pick, was both shocked and disappointed, just like everyone watching the draft last night. The Falcons GM said, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have. Your thoughts on that pick?
It's not 1975. It doesn't work that way anymore. And second of all, I'm not going to sit here and like bring a tiny violin out for Kirk Cousins, but he has a right to be annoyed. He signed there as a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. This is not an established QB who's been there for 15 years and is at the end of his deal.
It's not even Aaron Rodgers where you don't know if he's going to come back because he's a malcontent.
A darkness retreat, whatever he's on. Here's the other thing. It's a false equivalency to compare this to what the Packers did when they drafted Jordan Love or what they did when they took Rodgers. That was at like pick 28. This was the eighth overall pick in the draft. It is indefensible.
It is because you're basically, you know what it is? It's what Cookies wanted last year, draft and stash.
Yeah, and I think Arthur Blank wanted to kill Fontenot in the room.
He did that. Now, it gets worse, David, because I'm glad you brought this up because this was one of the things I wanted to add. Here's how it got worse. You know what Cousins was doing last night? He was at their little draft thing firing up the crowd, hyping them up. He had no idea you were about to cut him at the knees. Yeah, he was out there like, yeah, Falcons fans, let's go ATL.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Little do you know, cutscene. Life imitating art. We're seeing the real life version of Any Given Sunday.
Just indefensible, David.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Let's touch on the Denver Broncos here.
Yeah, you must have missed that tidbit when you were doing a Steelers podcast.
Let's break down that offensive line then.
The Denver Broncos took Bo Nix at number 12. Quote from their head coach, "You pay close attention to all the film study. Obviously, he's played a lot of football, but he stood out in sack differential, turnover differential. He was first in this QB class." Thoughts on that pick at 12?
The subtitles to that is, he was all that was left. We got to the picnic late, and all that was there was that cola, just straight up cola. Didn't say Coke or Pepsi, just cola. So we had to take something.
Potato salad.
Right.
It beats going hungry.
Right. So what if it has raisins in it?
Well, did you see the other comment? He goes, "This is the most excited I've been about a quarterback prospect since Pat Mahomes." Mm. Sean Payton is on that. Ooh wee. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Don't bleep on my head and tell me it's right.
He's also the same person that said he can, work with Russell Wilson too. So.
Keep it moving. Look, it's a quarterback desperation move. I'm not a Bo Nix fan, so I'm not going to change my opinion now. Go ahead, David.
It was simply, we got to take a quarterback.
Well, it leads me to a question here because six quarterbacks.
Were you asked this question on the national radio show you did last night?
No, no. At that point, David, who was your pick for quarterback when it came to either Russell or Justin?
Six quarterbacks in the first 12. They jumped in. I mean, they're getting Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. Does that tell you anything about next year's draft class at quarterback? We got Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. Do they not believe in these guys?
I don't believe in Shedeur Sanders at all, and I think his father is a horrific influence on him. When you talk about Milroe, it's not 1938, so I'm going to need to see a forward pass. And then Ewers has a lot of room to grow. I think Ewers gives you the best shot. But now, David, look, there will be quarterbacks. Like, someone will rise up this year. It'll sort itself out.
Just like we thought the 21 class was this great group of quarterbacks,
right.
And guess what? They weren't.
And, David, ultimately, it's like what we talked about. Like, the Patriots, I think, made a mistake taking a quarterback, but the owner demanded it. Robert Kraft said, look, I may not wake up tomorrow, but if I do, I want a quarterback. So you just have a desperation in a lot of these, and it's not going to change. It's a quarterback-driven league.
It is a quarterback-driven league, and the team that was on the outside looking in were the Raiders. And they decided to take Brock Bowers. Was this an example of, you know, just taking the best player available? Did they just reach?
No, no. The Raiders said, you know what? We can still pull the Raiders. How about this? We took what was supposedly the best tight end last year. Didn't turn out that way. We're going to take another one. We're going to run double tight ends.
Well, you can. I mean, one's an inline tight end and one's in space.
Had bigger needs.
My issue for them is
Aiden O'Connell.
You did nothing in the free agency period or trade period to acquire a QB. It doesn't add up to me.
You're rolling with Aiden O'Connell. You actually believe
I know
he's your guy. Good luck with that.
Can't help you.
You can't on one end have reports saying the head coach wants to be aggressive in getting a quarterback and then just do nothing.
Well, yeah, but again, the Patriots, the report is the Patriots put a price tag that even for the Giants to move from 6 or the Vikings to move from 11, the price to get up and make that move was 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
They basically made it impossible for you to deal with them. So Antonio Pierce and the Raiders can say whatever they want to say. They were not giving up 3 first-round picks.
And I think if you were the Raiders, you were all set on Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Now, what screwed them was Penix went,
yeah.
And at that point, yeah, we're not gonna mortgage our future for one of these two. If they fell to them, they would have took them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So let's get you all's thoughts on what your teams did, Mike. We'll get to you in a second.
David, we want to hear your thoughts on this.
I want to hear
America,
your thoughts.
America heard them last night. We just want to hear them today.
On the Jazzy Cat speaketh.
The 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall, Florida wide receiver, with Xavier Leggett still on the board. There's a lot of things still on the board. Your thoughts on what the 49ers did last night, Rico?
Well, here's the funny thing about it. We talk about Brad Holmes. He had a high RAS score. He really did amongst wide receivers. Now, At first, I thought that this meant that one of those guys are going to go. I think he's an insurance policy. What I think may happen, David, is this time next year, I don't think all three will be there. They may franchise tag Ayuk, bring him back for 1 year, just kind of risk it all for the title. And then after that, they're going to send everybody on their separate ways. They like the fact that I was listening to Kyle Shanahan was saying that he likes the fact that he plays with collision, meaning he's not afraid to run into there and get hit and get tackled, similar to how Debo plays. Not saying he is Debo.
No, the good part, I mean, look, if it's worth anything to you, Rico, or anybody who cares, he makes some of the most difficult catches you'll ever see. He's a good football player. My one concern, you're taking a kid who's 23, 24 years old now.
But I think it goes to, you know what, it's an offensive league. Maybe if we bring in an extra receiver, yeah, that'll be the thing that gets us past the Kansas City Chiefs.
And in some ways, too, it's like let Brad cook. You got to let Kyle cook.
Yeah.
Like, this is what this guy does, right? Like, I mean, they know how to identify players. And I think Ricky Pearsall's got the ability to be a little bit of a hybrid player like Debo as Debo gets older.
Because this is one of those guys, had he been taken with Detroit, you would have looked at that RAS score and said, oh, Brad knows something.
Well, here's the other thing. Kittle's just about done. So there's going to be a transition in this offense. But no, it was interesting. Go ahead, David.
Now let's get to you, Mike. The Giants took Malik Nabers, and my first question in my head was why not trade down? Then I saw a story about how Ryan Poles for the Bears was itching to trade up, his assistant GM preventing him from doing so. Why didn't the Giants just let him?
Wait. How does your assistant GM prevent you from trading up?
That's the story he told to the media.
Okay. I think that's a lie. The Giants, it didn't matter who they took. They're terrible. Like, there's so many holes on this team. Now, it's not about Malik Nabers. A lot of people had Malik Nabers, clear number two receiver. There were several scouts in the league who had him over Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm not telling you it's true, like that's correct. I'm just telling you that's factual. I'm fine with it. Because in the end, drafting J.J. at 6 wasn't going to help this football team. We don't have pieces to support J.J. Minnesota does. I'm fine with it. But
would it have been smarter to take an offensive lineman?
No, because think about it. They paid Andrew Thomas $150 million. They drafted John Michael Schmitz in the second round. They just paid big money for a pair of guards. And Evan Neal, they took number 7 2 years ago. You got to play your guys. Look, we're terrible. I'm not upset about it. I'm not excited about it.
Big
because my
back here.
My quarterback's in a wheelchair wearing a neck brace.
Big bounce back here.
Right. Okay.
I feel it.
Okay. That's nice. Yes, David.
And outside of what we discussed already, what was the biggest shock, good or bad, in the draft to you?
The biggest shock may have been the owner of the Panthers going into a store.
Good
because
call.
Outside, the store had a sign saying, please let the coach and GM pick this year. This is a real story. Carolina Panther owner David Tepper stopped his car and went into the store and basically confronted them, telling them he needed them to take that sign down. This really happened.
He's a maniac. That's all I can tell you. I thought the Colts pick was a little bizarre. Once the medicals were out there about Latu, this is a guy that basically was like medically deemed dead football-wise. You know, we've seen this where the Giants took Aziz Ojulari with a degenerative knee condition. Oh, wait, he's always hurt. Jarvis Jones, which the Steelers took about 10 years ago. Hey, he's got a really bad medical on his neck. Career was 4 years long. Very rarely does it work out when the medical's that bad. And you took the player at 15 overall. That's a little tough for me.
Colts be Colton.
Exactly.
I don't know that that's a thing, but all right.
And that is in football today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.